Apparently, Kevin Hart is the latest celebrity to fall victim to women not being able to shut their mouths. Check this out, yo. Apparently, this dropped on Tasha K channel. I don't even know how Tasha K continued to get these people to say all of this stuff against them. Putting their whole lives on the line? Prince Elian, I'm going to read that shortly. I'm going to drop the link in the chat very quickly. We're going to get to it very quickly today, though.
The machine you worked for was the Hart.
Yes.
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart.
Enico Hart.
Enico Hart.
What made you reach out?
It is a time for Hollywood to hear this story, especially because a lot of people are locked in non-disclosures and they're not able to talk and protect themselves. Mm-hmm. But you have to protect the person you're working for. Where's your protection?
When did things start to turn up around there?
The extortionist. I'm listening to Mario on the radio in the morning. I almost crashed my car because I heard him say that Kevin's best friend, JT Jackson, had set him up.
In exchange for millions of dollars.
All the charges were dropped against JT, but they weren't dropped against Kevin.
They redug up, I guess, old LGBTQ jokes or something.
Correct.
That he was saying on Twitter, and they wanted him to apologize, and he said, fuck you.
Haley is his publicist, so she called me. She was just like, hey, Maisha, have you spoke to Kevin? I was like, no.
Don't hire any... Okay, first of all, hire zero shuz. Hire zero shuz. All right. I actually know some pretty good shuz, you know, with their last name. You know, women that got shuz on their last name. My E shuz. You are the girl that I never had. All right. I take that back. You can get a couple shuz, but just be very, very careful when you hire a shuz.
I was like, Dave Becky just called me his manager. Why? And then she was like, the whole Oscar thing, Kevin needs to say an apology. He's about to lose Nike.
The first scandal was with the first baby.
Correct.
The one in Vegas.
Yes.
So these other scandals.
It's another one in the office.
She pregnant again.
Correct. With her second baby.
And he's still leaving semen stains all over the couch at the Heartbeat Studio.
Correct.
And showering and then going home. Like,
I told Aniko, like, Kevin is cheating on you with the girl named.
Don't pull out your phone. Hold on. I don't know where they get these new chicks from. I don't know where they got y'all from that's out here trying to ruin marriages, but I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it. Don't pull your phone out on no interview. Look, man. Let me say this. Let me plug up my device to make sure that I get all. I got to make sure that I'm getting it right. What is wrong with y'all trying to ruin households and marriages? Thank you to Architect. I'm going to read that shortly. What is wrong with y'all trying to ruin households and marriages? What's wrong with women of today? Why are y'all doing this? Why is it necessary for you to jump off the bridge and try to ruin a whole family? You know that man got a little kids, right? Talking about she was texting you, his assistant, and he paying you to text his wife to talk about who he's sleeping with. Now, first of all, I don't believe none of these people. I don't believe none of these people. Believe half. Jay-Z said, believe half of what you heard. And even then, I don't believe none of these people at all. Why just out of the blue? Think about it. It most of the time in these situations, it's somebody bitter. It's somebody that feel like they deserve more. They wanted to finesse you. They trying to extort you. Why would she ruin her life and ruin her career because she'll never probably work for anybody else again because nobody trusts her? Why would somebody be willing to ruin themselves and go on these platforms and talk about this craziness?
Mix Morgan, she's his flight attendant. She's on his planes.
Does Kevin have a gambling problem or something?
His game is poker.
Sorry. He gambled y'all money away and had to pay y'all half checks?
Yes. Well, exactly. It was Leland. Leland was messing with our money. But I said, here she is.
Oh! Ooh! Ooh! She got it. She on vacation every day. When you see a bitch and she on, all she do is post vacation pictures with no nigga beside her, the nigga taking the picture. He say, nah, baby. Yeah, you know, I'ma take the pictures for you as many angles as you want, but I can't to ensure he don't go up in these motherfucking photos.
Right.
Jesus Christ. Good God. this chick went and showed Tasha K the chick's pro. Can't you get sued for that? Honestly, no. I'm genuinely having a conversation. Because even outside of Kevin Hart, the woman that she's saying is the woman that was there. Can a woman then sue you for that? Can she take everything that you ever had by making accusations and saying stuff about you and ruining your life? And you're not even a.
But I can't to ensure he don't go up in these motherfucking photos.
Right. Nico, I love you. I'm not going to speak bad on her.
Aniko's pretty.
Aniko's my girl.
I'm going to let the winos judge. I'm going to put up a side by side.
What I know for sure, after looking at what's happening with Simone Biles and y'all going after her and then y'all supporting Lori Harvey and then we see all of these women that keep on trying to clout chase and in these lawsuits, what I know for sure, right after that, and then she also said, I love you, Nico, and said, I love you to his wife, right after trying to ruin his career, this is what I know for sure, 100%. Most women are evil. Guys, you need to make sure that you are absolutely, positively, 100% in the clear. And you already got enough dealing with women that lie on you. Stay away from these people that do not have your best interests at heart. Stay away, and that ain't even just circular to women. We seen a dude that was trying to throw Will Smith under the bus. That was his best friend for years. Look, these people will eat their own. These people will eat their own. They will absolutely, positively ruin you. Just walk away, bro. Just stay away. Don't be around it. Don't hang out with them. Don't make yourself available to them. They will eat their own. This is insane. What is wrong with y'all? Good God. Hold on. Let me see if I can pull this up. Stay away. Let me see something.
Wife versus alleged side.
I don't know what Tasha K is saying to these women that's getting them to do this and to throw their own selves under the bus.
Anika Hart.
What made you reach out?
It is a time for Hollywood to hear this story.
Showering and then going home. Yeah, you know, I'm going to take the pictures.
All right, yeah, I don't know what's wrong with these women. I genuinely don't. I think it's disrespectful. I think that going through and saying, hey, Nico, and speaking while you're trying to tear down a husband is absolutely disrespectful. And I don't understand how y'all letting these women get away with it. They messy. They evil. They evil. They messy. And they out here throwing people under the bus. You know, it's some of these that I see, and I don't even look at them. Like, I don't even go back and forth with them. I don't look at them because it's just like, it's too evil. It's some of the most evil stuff that I've ever seen in my life. How do you want to break up and ruin a household? And what incentive do you have to do that? Keep these people out of y'all business. Keep these people out of you. That's why my circle is small, bro. My circle is small. I don't hang with a lot of people. I don't kick it with a lot of people. I don't keep a lot of people around me. You're going to have to prove yourself over a period of time, and you still got to sign that paperwork. And I'm going to tell you this, too, because obviously, you know, I'm nowhere near on the level of a lot of these people that's being accused. But let me be very, very clear. I don't negotiate with terrorists. I will come for everything. I will defend myself vigorously against any false accusation that is levied against me. I'm going outside of the normal parameters of how a lot of these celebrities, because I'm from Detroit, it's different. I'm from Detroit, it's different. I don't believe in this. I don't like it. I don't agree with what's going on out in these streets, and I think it's absolutely disrespectful.